Blog Talk Radio.
Sharing with you scriptures, lyrics from hymns, and prayers. How good is God for Israel, for the pure of heart. As for me, my feet had almost stumbled, my steps had well nigh slipped. I was jealous of the arrogant, and envied the prosperity of the wicked. My mind is embittered, my thoughts irritating. I am so stupid, so ignorant. I am but a dumb brute before you. And yet I am always before you. You keep me in your hand. With counsel you lead me. You take me by the hand behind you. I have but you in the heavens, and nothing more on earth. My flesh and my brain may fail, but my rock, the desire of my mind, is God evermore. Those who avoid you will perish. You exterminate all those who stray. God's presence is good for me. I make the Lord my refuge, and I will witness to his deeds. How pleasant are your encampments, O Lord of armies! My spirit has longed, yes, yearned for the courts of the Lord. My mind and my flesh sing out to the living God. Even the birds finds a home, the swallow a nest, where she may hatch her young ones, your altar, O Lord of armies, my King, my God. Happy are the residents of your house. They praise you forever. A day in your courts is better than a thousand in any other, standing at the door of God's house, than a lifetime in tents of the wicked. Yes, the Lord is a sun and shield, giving mercy and honor. The Lord withholds nothing good from men of integrity. O Lord of armies, happy is the man who trusts you. You have favored your land, O Lord. You removed the captivity of Jacob. You have lifted the guilt of your people. You have covered all of their sin. You have withdrawn all your wrath. You have turned from the heat of your anger. Restore us, our saving God. Remove your vexation against us. Must you ever be angry at us, unceasingly pour out your wrath? Can you not restore us again, that your folk may rejoice for your sake? Show us, O Lord, your kindness. Grant us your help. Let me hear what God the Lord has to say, for he is speaking of peace to his people, to those who are faithful. Let them not turn to folly. His help is there for his worshipers, that his honor may dwell in our land. Kindness and faithfulness have met. Justice and peace have kissed. Faithfulness sprouts from the ground as justice looks down from the sky. The Lord can provide what is good. He can grant to our land its produce. Righteousness walks on before him as he plants his steps on the road. I am thine, O Lord. I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me near, near, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me near, near, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. O, the pure delight of a single hour that before thy throne I spend. When I kneel in prayer and with thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend. Draw me near, near, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me near, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me near, near, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me near, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Give of your best to the Master. Give of your best to the Master. Give of the strength of your youth. Throw your soul's fresh glowing ardor into the battle for truth. Jesus has set the example. Dauntless was he, young and brave. Give him your loyal devotion. Give him the best that you have. Give of your best to the Master. Give of the strength of your youth. Clad in salvation's full armor, join in the battle for truth. Give of your best to the Master. Give him first place in your heart. Give him first place in your service. Consecrate every part. Give, and to you shall be given. God his beloved Son gave. Gratefully seeking to serve him, give him the best that you have. Give of your best to the Master. Give of the strength of your youth. Clad in salvation's full armor, join in the battle for truth. Give of the best to the Master. Naught else is worthy his love. He gave himself for your ransom, gave up his glory above. Laid down his life without murmur, you for sin's ruin to save. Give him your heart's adoration, give him the best that you have. Give of your best to the Master, give of the strength of your youth. Clad in salvation's full armor, join in the battle for truth. Let us pray. Gracious God, you have blessed us already with this time of worship that we have had thus far. And God, as we come before you with our needs, Lord, we are heavy-hearted today. We've had things that are not going the way that we want them to or that they have. And Lord, we just have so many anxieties and fears. God, we'd ask that you would just give us that peace, that you would remind us to be still and know that you are God, and that you control all of the circumstances in our lives. God, help us to have confidence, assurance, encourage in all of those things that you control in our lives. And Lord, on our lips, let us always say, not my will, but thine be done. Thank you, God, for hearing our prayers, hearing us say the lyrics of the hymns that you have inspired. Thank you, Lord, for giving us an opportunity to read your word that you have inspired through the authors down through ages past to us in the present day. We praise you, God.
I'm not a sin, yes, I do testify. He heard my prayer, yes, the Lord heard my cry. I give him honor, the glory, the praise. Yeah. Every night and every day, I'll magnify his glory, his way. All that we need, he supplies when we pray.
Hear my cry, oh Lord, yeah. Attend unto my prayer.
And all you do seems to
Welcome to In His Service Together Radio, in association with the Evangelical Church Alliance International. I am your host, Chaplain Elman Krupnik. Our featured music artists are Huntley Brown, Ann Randy, and Marley Brown. To find out more about the ministry of Huntley Brown, please go to his website, Huntley, H-U-N-T-L-E-Y, Brown, B-R-O-W-N, .org. To find out more about the ministries of Randy and Marley Brown, please go to their website, www.randy, R-A-N-D-Y, and A-N-D, Marley, M-A-R-L-I, .com, C-O-M. Also, please visit our ecainternational.org website to find out more about the Evangelical Church Alliance International. Also, if you'd like to view my latest sermon, please go to the main page there at ecainternational.org, and on the right-hand side of the page, you'll see a picture of me, and you can click on the link right below that to view the sermon that is on YouTube. Thank you for joining me today, and it's my hope and prayer that you enjoy this time of worship and praise.
His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. His name is called Emmanuel, God with us, Savior, Ruler, Healer, Redeemer, Friend, the one we worship, we love, we adore. It's in His name, the name that is above every other name, the name of Jesus. It's in Christ alone.
In Christ alone, my hope is found.
Our
soon coming king, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. His name is Jesus, the bright and morning star. He alone is worthy. He alone is great. He alone deserves the glory, the honor, the power, the praise. Lift up your hands, lift up your voices, and worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Our scripture reading this morning is found in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 20, beginning at verse 20. Then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to Jesus with her sons, and kneeling down, asked a favor of him. "What is it you want?" he asked. She said, "Grant that one of these two sons of mine may sit at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom." "You don't know what you are asking," Jesus said to them. "Can you drink the cup I am going to drink?" "We can," they answered. Jesus said to them, "You will indeed drink from my cup, but to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared by my Father." When the 10 heard about this, they were indignant with the two brothers. Jesus called them together and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Amen. Let us pray. God, we are so thankful for the fellowship in worship that we have had this morning already. And I would ask, God, that you would allow us to continue to have that fellowship, and that our hearts and minds would be open to you in worship, to the things that we all need to hear, so that we can draw closer to you and to each other. Help me now, I pray, in Christ's name. Amen. It's interesting about this text of sermon because it just so happens this past week I had to attend some training, and one of the training modules that we had Now, this is secular training, if you will, in management type of situations, had to do with servant leadership. And I was sitting at a table with someone else from this medical center, and they also happened to be a Christian. And she said, "Wow, we know who the best servant leader is, don't we?" And of course, she was referring to Jesus Christ. And there was a couple of articles from this module that we had to read, and I just want to read a couple of quotes from them so you get an understanding of what people are looking at when they look at servant leadership, at least in a secular model. From one of the articles, it says, "Who is a servant leader? A servant leader is any leader who is focused on identifying and meeting the needs of others, rather than trying to acquire power, wealth, and fame for oneself. Servant leaders love people and enjoy helping them. That gives them a lot of meaning and satisfaction in their lives and in their work." I thought, wow, that's pretty powerful stuff. Yeah, it's almost scriptural in one sense. It is. But when we think about the whole idea of being a servant, as Christ is telling his disciples here, it does mean sacrifice on our part. And this whole idea of who's going to be sitting at the left and on the right hand, now you got to remember, I'm left-handed, so I'm always going to say left first, not right. So whoever sits on the left hand of Christ or on the right hand of Christ, Jesus tells them, hey, look, it's not up to me. It's God the Father that's made that decision. And there's other times in the gospel when they are talking about this same issue among themselves as disciples. So this is not a new issue. The mother's requests from the sons of Zebedee, right, James and John, there's nothing new here in terms of the power play. And we kind of all do that, right? Maybe within our families, within our workplace. You know, we play the power game, and the disciples were no different. You know, the old saying that wherever you have more than two people, you have politics, right? Usually. Or maybe when you just have two people, you have politics. I don't know. But there's always that power play, and the disciples were no different. But Christ brings them together and tells them what their purpose is. And their purpose is to serve. Not to be served, but to serve. Your purpose is to be a servant. And if you want to be first, you must be last. You must be that servant. In the different branches of the military that I've been affiliated with, there is a tradition, at least everywhere I've ever served, that the senior officer always eats last. Right? And I remember one time I was with a battalion, and our battalion commander stepped into the chow line first, and I tell you, you could hear the rumble. It was like a wave went through that line, because everybody knew what the tradition was. And here we had, and he was a new battalion commander, but obviously he should have known what that tradition was, right? He should have been around enough, right? Battalion commanders, lieutenant colonel, you would think they would have enough experience and understand what the tradition was. Maybe he forgot, maybe he was too busy. But when he stepped into that chow line first, it immediately was noticed. And the sergeant majors of the different units that was there immediately took note. And of course the battalion sergeant major, basically, he couldn't believe it, what he was seeing. So we know in certain traditions where there should be that example of service. And that's just a small one, but it's an important one. Because if you are a senior officer, you should always make sure that your soldiers, your sailors, your Marines, your airmen are taken care of first. And then you eat. That's just a tradition, just the way it is in the military, just to be that example. And that's what Christ is saying here to his disciples and to us, to be that example of service, that example of sacrifice. And all of us at times have our own self-interest that we're concerned about, but is your attitude throughout your life, is it a prevailing attitude of self-interest? Or does it reflect one of service? An attitude in which you let others go first. It might be out of custom, it may be out of courtesy, but I think a lot of times we get so busy in life, we get so busy with our own self-interest, just as this battalion commander did, that we overlook what we should be. We overlook the whole idea that we should be a servant to all. Because if we are a follower of Jesus Christ, as we talked about last week, if we are a student, if we are an instructor, if we are a pupil, an apprentice, that we should follow the teachings of Christ as his disciples. And this is one teaching that he makes clear to all of us in terms of his desire for us to serve other people first instead of ourselves. But I think a lot of it is just an attitude that we have. Are you more important than the next person? Are you more important than the person that you just casually meet on the street or in the restaurant or at the grocery store or shopping somewhere or waiting to get gas, whatever that might be? How do you exhibit that attitude? I know there are times that we get in a hurry and we get so focused and we kind of zone out other things and we think about only our self-interest. That happens to all of us. But is it a pattern just about who you are as a person? Is that you only think about number one? Perhaps maybe it's that adage that we see all the time, you only go around once in life, right? Referring to yourself. Or you owe it to yourself. Or maybe stay ahead of the competition. Or maybe look out for number one. All of those things that we see around us. We don't have to look very hard to see examples of self-interest. Anytime you turn on the television set or go onto the internet, there's always something there trying to attract you into your self-interest in terms of what you need and what you need usually over other people. Because if we think about it, our self-interest actually costs us something, not just the monetary aspect of it, but our self-interest costs us something I think far more important. Our self-interest costs us in the relationships that we have with other people, which are far more important than any type of monetary wealth we could obtain or any kind of monetary wealth we could have. Because when we have such a self-interest attitude that it totally dominates our lives, we lose the relationships that God has placed in our lives. Just think about that for yourselves. Do you really truly want to be around a selfish person? I don't know about you, but I am attracted to people that think of others other than themselves. I think about people in my life that are concerned about what's going on in my life and in the lives of others because they have a servant heart. They have an attitude of service. And what a powerful relationship you can have with people if you put others first instead of yourself. So there's a cost involved when we go through life with self-interest, only thinking about ourselves. It costs us in the relationships that we have with other people. So Christ is actually giving us an example of service and sacrifice that we can have a benefit from in terms of the personal relationships that we can have with each other. When we put that self-interest aside and we think of service. Because when we think of serving others, man, I tell you what, those walls come down, don't they? You know, when I'm having a bad time with somebody and they do something nice for me, they exhibit some type of service to me, I went, wow. Well, first of all, the little warning light goes on. Okay, why are they doing this? Are they trying to get something from me? Or are they just doing this because they just want to have that relationship with me? And people are laughing and smiling out there, but you know, we have a tendency to wonder sometimes. But you know what? You can see the relationships change when there's a continuing pattern, not because they want anything in return, because they're doing it because they want to, because they have an attitude of service. And sometimes in our lives, when we have an attitude of service, it means that we need to tell people, not always yes, but sometimes we need to tell them no. The other day, I had someone come and ask me for something, and I told them no. And they actually said to me, "You've sold out. You've sold your soul to the devil." That was their response to me because I told them no. And in that situation, I must admit, I took a step back and I went, wow, that was an interesting response from this person in terms of what they were asking for. And I explained to them why the answer is no. It wasn't out of harshness, but I explained to them the bigger picture as to why the answer is no. But it was not what answer that they wanted, but because it was asked out of their own self-interest. And because it was asked out of their own self-interest, and they didn't hear what they wanted to hear, their response was, and you hear that, you call yourself a Christian, right? I mean, I've had that thrown at me so many times. And you know what? Thank you. I am. I appreciate the compliment. And they said the same thing to Jesus. Because they called him, right? The son of Beelzebub, right? The son of Satan. And Christ said, how can that be? A divided house cannot stand. So when this person said this to me, at first I was taken back, and then I thought, well, that's a compliment. Thank you. They said that to the same person that I'm trying to follow in my life, Jesus Christ. But within our lives, we have those things happen sometimes when we're actually doing service because we don't expect anything in return, or we say no instead of saying yes. We try to be that example that Christ wants us to be in service and in sacrifice to each other. We try to emulate and follow the teachings of Christ, and we talked about last week how difficult that is at times. But we need to try. We need to try every day to have that attitude of service. And if you fail, and I maybe have already failed today, I don't know. My wife could probably tell me if I failed today already. But you know what? If you fail today, you know what? You have another opportunity to do something to show service. You have another opportunity to show that life is more than just your own personal self-interest. You have another opportunity to enter into a relationship with someone And you may not see that person ever again, just to show the whole idea of sacrifice. You've seen those commercials where somebody's always doing a kind act, you know, and then it passes, they pass it on. Have you seen those commercials? You know, it's opening the door or preventing someone from walking into the street when a car is coming. You've seen those commercials, right? I mean, and that's what self-sacrifice is. It's not always thinking about your own self-interest. You may never see those people again, but you know what? You exhibited the Christ-like example in your life of being a servant. Of being a servant. Of making that sacrifice. Christ gives us the example of the whole idea of having self-denial. Now, there are some things that it's easier for me to give up than others. The example here of self-denial is the whole idea of who you are as a person, willing to surrender yourself in whatever circumstances you might be in for the service of others. And it's contrary to the way in which our society tells us to be. Because we need to be out there acquiring power and wealth and fame. That's what the world says we need to do. And you know of those people that are out there purely for that purpose and for that purpose only. They call them narcissistic. It's all about them. It's all about who they are and what they want. And Christ is telling all of us not to be that way. To have a heart and mind that wants to put others first. To have a heart and mind that reveals a whole idea of humbleness. And if you will, self-humiliation to desire to serve and not to be served. To have that whole idea of self-surrender. The whole idea of being that example of sacrifice. Because we should be. Because you and I, and they give the example, Christ gives the example of being a slave. And wow, that's a pretty drastic example. Well, what Christ is saying here is, in your service, you need to be in a state of mind that says you are doing it for no profit. You're not doing it because you want something in return. You're doing it because it is your desire to serve others. Because that's what Christ's desire is for you. And in our relationship with Christ, if we have come to know Christ as our personal Savior in our lives, if we have been set free from the bondages of sin, if we have been given that freedom, then we need to show that freedom to others by how we interact with each other, how we serve each other. Because if we have been set free from the bondage of sin, then we should be free to serve each other the way that Christ wants us to. Because our lives have been set free because of the ransom of Christ's death on the cross, His burial and His resurrection. And He has paid that ransom for each and every one of us. And we have been set free. And because we have been set free, then we need to be able to serve each other, to bring others to Christ, so they too can be set free. So they too can serve. And within our own lives, we need to examine that to see on a daily basis. Because eventually, what needs to happen in your life and in my life, and we're not there yet, I'm not there yet, is the idea of service and set aside our whole desires in terms of our self-interest. It needs to be habit. We need to have a habit of serving each other. We need to have a habit of exercising Christ's teachings here in terms of putting others first over ourselves. Because then when it becomes habit, your relationships will be so much more positive. Even the people that are negative towards you are going to be positive because of your desire to serve, your desire to show them sacrifice because of Christ's sacrifice for you. Because we want to be that servant leader. And regardless of where you are at in your journey in life, you always have opportunities to be that servant leader. Whether it's with your friends, your family, your coworkers, people that you work with, people that you interact with, strangers, you'll never see again. You just have that brief interaction with them. You have an opportunity to be a servant. You have an opportunity to show them the way that you have come to know Jesus Christ, the way that you have seen because of God's love for us, that you can demonstrate to them that Christ died for them as well as Christ has died for you. Consider those things. Consider your idea of service, of serving others, and not being served, because that is what Christ wants us to be in all things. Amen. Let us take a few moments to partake of communion as a body of believers in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God, we are so thankful that we have an opportunity to publicly testify and to publicly remember what you've done for us on the cross. And God, we are so unworthy of that remembrance. We are so unworthy of your crucifixion. So God, we come before you and we humbly ask that you would forgive us of our sins. That as we look to you, as we look to the cross, as we remember your suffering, and because of that suffering and because of that death, you have made an atonement for our sins, so that once again we can become one with God. God, our hearts are heavy. Forgive us for the walls and barriers that we have put up in our lives. Those times when we did not listen to you, when we did not heed the Spirit of God in our lives. And Lord, we'd ask that you would forgive us, that you would love us, because we do remember what you have done for us on the cross. And God, we have accepted what you have done in our lives. We have accepted Christ as our Savior. And God, in remembrance of that, we'd ask that your loving arms would be wrapped around us, that we can feel and understand your forgiveness as you lift the burden of our sins from our lives. Thank you, God, for freeing us and for loving us. In Christ's name, amen. Sharing with you the lyrics from the hymn, Let Us Break Bread Together. Let us break bread together on our knees, on our knees. Let us break bread together on our knees, on our knees. When I fall on my knees with my face to the rising sun, O Lord, have mercy on me. Let us drink wine together on our knees, on our knees. Let us drink wine together on our knees, on our knees. When I fall on my knees with my face to the rising sun, O Lord, have mercy on me. Let us praise God together on our knees, on our knees. Let us praise God together on our knees, on our knees. When I fall on my knees with my face to the rising sun, O Lord, have mercy on me. Amen. For I receive from the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let us partake together. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Let us partake together. Amen. Thank you for taking communion with me today. Welcome to In His Service Together Radio, in association with the Evangelical Church Alliance International. I am your host, Chaplain Elman Krupnik. Our featured music artists are Huntley Brown and Randy and Marley Brown. To find out more about the ministry of Huntley Brown, please go to his website, Huntley, H-U-N-T-L-E-Y, Brown, B-R-O-W-N, .org. To find out more about the ministries of Randy and Marley Brown, please go to their website, www.randy, R-A-N-D-Y, and A-N-D, Marley, M-A-R-L-I, .com. Also, please visit our ecainternational.org website to find out more about the Evangelical Church Alliance International. Also, if you'd like to view my latest sermon, please go to the main page there at ecainternational.org. And on the right-hand side of the page, you'll see a picture of me, and you can click on the link right below that to view the sermon that is on YouTube. Thank you for joining me today, and it's my hope and prayer that you enjoy this time of worship and praise. sharing with you the lyrics from hymns, scripture, and prayer. Fairest Lord Jesus, fairest Lord Jesus, ruler of all nature, O thou of God and man the Son, thee will I cherish, thee will I honor, thou my soul's glory, joy, and crown. Fair are the meadows, fair still the woodlands, robed in the blooming garb of spring. Jesus is fair, Jesus is pure, who makes the woeful heart to sing. Fair is the sunshine, fair still the moonlight, and all the twinkling starry host. Jesus shines brighter, Jesus shines pure, than all the angels heaven can boast. Amen. All hail the power of Jesus' name. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. You chosen seed of Israel's race, you ransomed from the fall, hail him who saves you by his grace, and crown him Lord of all. Hail him who saves you by his grace, and crown him Lord of all. Let every kindred, every tribe, on this terrestrial ball, to him all majesty ascribe, and crown him Lord of all. To him all majesty ascribe, and crown him Lord of all. O that with yonder sacred throng we at his feet may fall, we'll join the everlasting song and crown him Lord of all. We'll join the everlasting song and crown him Lord of all. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wonders. His right arm, his holy power, has gotten him victory. The Lord has revealed his salvation, displayed his triumph to the nations. Shout to the Lord, O earth, break forth with music and singing. Sing to the Lord with instruments, with voices and instruments sing. The sea and its waters are rumbling, the world and all of its creatures. The rivers are clapping their hands, and the mountains are singing together, preceding the Lord as he comes to rule the earth. He rules the world and the peoples correctly and justly. Shout to the Lord, O earth, work for the Lord with gladness, and enter his presence with singing. Understand that the Lord is God. We are his, for he made us his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with confession, his courtyards with praise. Confess him and honor his name. The Lord is good. His kindness endures. His faithfulness never ends. Give me, O Lord, a steadfast heart, which no unworthy thought can drag downward, an unconquered heart with no tribulation, an upright heart which no unworthy person can tempt inside. Bestow upon me also, O Lord, my God, understanding to know thee, diligence to seek thee, wisdom to find thee, and a faithfulness that may finally embrace thee, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Teach us, good Lord, to serve thee as thou deservest, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward, save that of knowing that we do thy will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Nam Ban Me.
Welcome to In His Service Together. I am your host, Chaplain Elman Krupnik. The reading of our prayers. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the presence of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and glorify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O God, our Father, you have commanded the light to shine out of darkness, and awaken us again to praise your goodness and to ask your favor. Accept now the sacrifice of our worship and thanksgiving. Make us to be children of the light and of the day, heirs of your everlasting inheritance. Remember, O God, your whole church, and all our brothers who stand in need of your favor on land or sea or in the air. May our lives ever praise your wonderful and holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Ever-loving and eternal God, source of the light that never dims and of love that never fails, life of our life, Father of our spirits, draw near to us, and by the remembrance of your ancient mercies, by the ministry of your church, teach us and lead us nearer to you, by all our conflicts, by all our aspirations, by all our fears, by all our joys and sorrows, by life and death itself. Teach us and lead us nearer to you. Amen. O God, who put into our hearts such deep desires that we cannot be at peace until we rest in you, mercifully grant that the longing of our souls may not go unsatisfied because of any unrighteousness of life that may separate us from you. Open our minds to the counsels of eternal wisdom. Breathe into our souls the peace which passes understanding. Increase our hunger and thirst for righteousness, and feed us, we beseech you, with the bread of heaven. Give us grace to seek first your kingdom, and help us to grow as you add unto us all things needful. Amen. Almighty God, you have given us grace at this time, with one accord, to make our common supplications unto you, and have promised that you will hear the prayer of faith. Fulfill now, O Lord, the desires and petitions of your servants, granting us in this world knowledge of your truth, and in the world to come, life everlasting. Amen. We praise you, O God, for all your comings among the sons of men, but we are especially grateful for your coming among us in Jesus Christ our Lord. Help us to live in faithful expectation of his final victory and triumph over all the powers that oppose him. So fulfill us with hope and enthusiasm that we may celebrate now that glorious day when this world and all its people shall be his, and he shall reign forever as Lord of all. Amen. O Lord, you have given us the great hope that your kingdom shall come on earth, and your Son has taught us to pray for its coming. Make us ready now to give thanks for the signs of its dawning, and to pray and to work for that perfect day when your will shall be done on earth as it is in heaven. We ask this in the name of Christ our Lord. Amen. Merciful Father, we are reverently grateful for the coming of your Son, Jesus Christ. We remember his humble birth, his gracious love of life and service. His death for us upon the cross, we acknowledge him as Lord of our life, and we prepare to celebrate his advent. We dedicate ourselves anew to him. Accept this promise in his name. Amen. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we give you thanks that in the fullness of time, the light dawned on a dark world and your Son was born in Bethlehem. We praise you that he came and that he shall come again. We confess that the doors of our hearts are too low to receive the King of Glory. We are too indifferent to go meet him. Come, we pray you, by your Holy Spirit, banish from us all that resists his entrance into our hearts. Make us, O God, a people who watch and pray for the day of his appearing. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Amen. O Lord God, whom no man has seen nor can see, we bless you that you have been pleased to show us yourself in Jesus Christ, your Son. We are grateful that in the fullness of time, he came into this world and took upon himself our human nature. In him we see your love for us and are brought into fellowship with you. Accept our thanks, O Father, and in the holy name of Jesus, for this your inexpressible gift. Amen. O God, of the guiding star which brought the Gentile kings to worship the Christ child, strengthen and encourage us who now follow the star, and lead us into all dark places of the earth, letting the light of Christ shine on through us. May the day come when all men shall pay due homage to the King of Kings, even Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, you know that of ourselves we have no power to help ourselves. Keep us, we beseech you, both outwardly in our bodies and inwardly in our souls, that we may find defense against all adversities which may afflict the body and all evil which may hurt the soul. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord Jesus Christ, as on this day we recall your triumphal entry into Jerusalem, enter our hearts, we pray, and subdue them wholly unto your will. O King of grace and glory, come into our lives with all your strength, gentleness, and goodness. We acknowledge you as Savior and Redeemer. Give you our joyous homage, and pledge never dying loyalty. Amen. O God, by the example of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, you have taught us the greatness of true humility, and now have called us to watch with him in his suffering. Help us to take the towel and basin, and in humbleness of spirit, to wash the feet of those who most need our ministry. Give us the graciousness to serve one another in all lowliness, and thus fulfill the law of love, in the name of your suffering servant, even Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Thanks be to you, O God, for Jesus Christ, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Thanks be to you for Jesus Christ, who in the cross triumphed over sin and death, principalities and powers, and over all who desire to thwart your will in the world. Thanks be to you, our Father, for Jesus Christ, who in the cross revealed your love for us by dying for the ungodly. Yes, even while we were yet sinners, he died for us. Thanks be to you, O God, for you have called us to take up the cross and follow Christ Jesus. Grant that we may, with courage and joy, remain his disciples. For in Christ's name we pray. Welcome to In His Service Together. I am your host, Chaplain Elman Krupnik. The reading of our prayers. Thanks be to you, O God, for Jesus Christ, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Thanks be to you for Jesus Christ, who in the cross triumphed over sin and death, principalities and powers, and over all who desire to thwart your will in the world. Thanks be to you, our Father, for Jesus Christ, who in the cross revealed your love, and for us by dying for the ungodly. Yes, even while we were yet sinners, he died for us. Thanks be to you, O God, for you have called us to take up the cross and follow Christ Jesus. Grant that we may, with courage and joy, remain his disciples. For in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Almighty God, you have revealed to us in the life and teaching of your Son the true way to a life that is right and good in your sight. You have also shown us in his suffering and death that the path to the good life may lead to the cross, and the reward of faithfulness and obedience to your will may be a crown of thorns. Give us the grace to learn these hard lessons. May we take up our cross and follow Christ in strength of patience and constancy of faith. May we have such fellowship with him in his sorrow that we may know the secret of his strength and peace, and see, even in our darkest hour, the shining of eternal light. Amen. Almighty God, source of all life, by whose power our Lord Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, we praise you. We give you thanks for this great victory over sin and death. The resurrection of your Son, our Savior, has opened to us the door of abundant and everlasting life. May the same power work in us, raising us from the depth of sin to newness of life. Our despair is changed to triumph, our fears to hope. We are grateful. Accept our thanks, O Lord, that we may prove our gratitude by selfless service in behalf of all those who need our love and care. May we show them the risen Christ in all we do. In his living name we pray. Amen. O risen and victorious Christ, whose power and love destroyed the darkness of death of sin, ascend, we pray you, the throne of our hearts, and so rule our wills by the might of that immortality wherewith you have set us free, that we may evermore be alive in God through the power of our glorious resurrection. World without end. Amen. We bless you and your holy name, O God, for all your servants who, having finished their course, now rest from their labors. Grant us the courage, we pray you, to follow the example of their steadfastness and faithfulness to your glory and honor, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O God and Father of us all, we gather in sincere gratitude for all those who, at the country's call, have met the rude shock of battle and have surrendered their lives among the ruthless brutalities of war. Forbid that their suffering and death should be in vain. We beseech you that, through their devotion to duty and suffering, the horrors of war may pass from earth, and that your kingdom of right and honor, of peace and brotherhood, may be established among men. Comfort, O Lord, all who mourn the loss of those near and dear to them. especially the families of our departed brothers. Support them by your love. Give them faith to look beyond the trials of the present and to know that neither life nor death can separate us from the love and care of Christ Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. O God, our Father, before whom the lives of all are exposed and the desires of all known, be at work in our lives. Wipe out all of our old secrets and selfish desires so that we may perfectly love and truly worship you in Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Father, may all men come to respect and to love you. May you rule in every person and in all of life. Give us day by day those things of life we need. Forgive us of our sins, just as we forgive those who have done us wrong. Let nothing test us beyond our strength. Save us from our weakness, for yours is the authority and power and the credit forever. Amen. O God, whom Jesus called Father, we admit that we have done many wrong and wicked things, and we have neglected doing many loving things. We are sorry that we have thought, said, and done such foolishness. Now we turn away from our mistakes. We are sick at heart, Father, when we think of them. Forgive us for not knowing what we do. Forgive us in the name of Jesus. Forgive us. Grant that we may so love you and serve you all our days that others will praise you. Gracious Father, accept with favor this our sacrifice of praise which we now present. We offer to you ourselves, giving you thanks for calling us to your service as your own people, through the perfect offering of your Son Jesus our Lord, by whom and with whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory be to you, Father Almighty, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God, in Jesus Christ, you called us to be a servant people, but we do not do what you command. We are often silent when we should speak, and useless when we could be useful. We are lazy servants, timid and heartless, who turn neighbors away from your love. Have mercy on us, O God. And though we do not deserve your care, forgive us. And forgive us from sin, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, you love us, but we have not loved you. You call, but we have not listened. We walk away from neighbors in need, wrapped up in our own concerns. We have gone along with evil, with prejudice, warfare, and greed. God, our Father, help us to face up to ourselves so that as you move toward us in mercy, we may repent, turn to you, and receive forgiveness. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Have mercy upon us, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out our transgressions. Wash us thoroughly away from our iniquities and cleanse us from our sins. For we acknowledge our transgressions and our sin is ever before us. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Without you.